Hello, friends. Well, you can see what I did for lunch. I met with my favorite daughter, Rachie, and we went to Atlanta Bread Company and we had a delicious lunch together. And so we are here in Greenville. I'm actually on some bleachers at BJ where the soccer fields are. I used to spend a lot of hours on these fields about 35 years ago. Playing soccer and whatnot, but so now I've been walking and reading and enjoying some quiet and fresh air. So we're in Greenville. We have already started our travels. This last Sunday we were down in Georgia, Maranatha Baptist Church, with Pastor Bell and his church and family, and had a wonderful morning of services and fellowship with Rod and his family later. Just a great morning. It was only a couple hours trip, so we started off I don't know how you'd say it, but anyway, we didn't have a long trip to start with. Our first Sunday out, came back and enjoyed an evening service here in the Greenville area. So that went well. Now this coming weekend we'll be in Philadelphia in the morning on Sunday, and then in Maryland in the evening to churches who have supported us, that have supported us for a long time. Looking forward to seeing friends again, some we haven't seen in a good number of years. And so we'll probably, well, so next thing is our son David has been here in the States traveling for about 10 weeks, and they're going back on Saturday. So Friday they're coming back into town, David and Raquel and Leide. And so it so happens that right now we have three of our four kids here on this side of the Atlantic. And so on Friday we're going to have kind of a party at lunchtime. Rachie will come out with her four, and David will be here with his family and a little lady. And then Mark and Andrea will be here. And so we'll have our two of our boys and Rachel, and we'll have a good party together. And then we will leave mid-afternoon and head towards Philadelphia, probably staying at a church, a prophet's chamber kind of thing for that night, and splitting the trip in two. So that's the plan for the weekend, where the church, the services and everything back in Spain are going wonderfully well. I continually text with almost all of the believers and send audios down the list every day, 4, 5, 6, 7, and go through that throughout the week, and get great responses from them. And I'm so happy to be able to stay in touch that way. And the ministry's going well. Co-workers are fine, although Madeline was sick and is sick, was pretty sure she had COVID. She had tested positive in an antigen self-test, but then she got results back negative for PCR test. So it seems like she didn't have it, but she's had quite a cold. And so they're still a little bit limboed, trying to figure out exactly what that is there. But it appears to not be COVID. And let's see, what else? But otherwise, the co-workers are doing a fine job there at keeping the services and keeping the ministry going. So there isn't much other than spending a lot of time here visiting. I'm getting time with Rachie, the grandkids of course as well. It's a good time with Mark, and Mimi is able to spend, she has a daily kind of breakfast arrangement with her dad, who is just down the street from where we live. And so, I mean, she can walk there in less than 5 minutes. So she's enjoying that, and then getting with her twin as well every week, at least one day, and maybe meeting up another day as well. So getting some family time in that obviously we don't get usually, and enjoying it thoroughly. And then, of course, catching up with many, many friends. And keeping things going for like the devotionals, the video devotionals for the Spanish ministry. I'm doing them here, and I'm not doing them live because it would catch me at 3 in the morning. for them to be in the Sunday on the Sunday at 9 a.m. like I always do. So I've learned how to program those so they're published at 9 a.m. And so friends and believers at church will watch it as if it was live. And that works, seems to work pretty good. So that's, we're doing that as well. And getting books out, the newly published books, Spanish and English, sending them to friends and just getting out the word that there's some more material out there for hopefully to be a blessing to people. So I guess that's about it for now. So I'll keep this short, under 6 minutes. Hope you're doing well, and thank you for your prayers, and looking forward to seeing a good number of you. Oh yeah, on let me see, what day was it? Tuesday. I drove down to Atlanta, had a wonderful lunch and fellowship time with Pastor Sweat. That was a pleasure, as it always is, and I thoroughly enjoy the time spent with him. There's always a lot of good stuff to learn in those conversations, and I think he enjoyed it as well, so that was great. Okay, goodbye. God bless you.